About 10 to 10 on Saturday night, we received a report of a number of youths gathered in the Glencoe Park area in Derry. The group, some 50 youths or so, were reported to be lighting fires, burning rubbish, attempting to block the roads and that sort of thing. So we sent our local neighbourhood officers to the area, who arrived about 5 to 10 and began to assess and then bring the situation under control. At a quarter past 10, we made the first of three arrests that night, and we had three young people in custody over the weekend, two for disorderly behaviour and one on a breach of a bench warrant. And I just want to make clear the age of the young people involved. Three young men, 14, 16 and 16. Children, really, is the point that I would make. We're working really closely with other statutory agencies, including Youth Justice, Community Wardens, the Housing Executive, the Safety Forum out there, and voluntary and community groups, as well as the elected representatives, to try and deal with these issues. And whilst our role on Saturday night was to protect people and property in the area, and we did that quickly and efficiently, I think prevention's better than cure. And we'll be sitting down with all of the other agencies to discuss the weekend's troubles and to ensure that we get to the underlying issues. And most of all, I'd like to appeal to parents to ensure they take an active interest in where their children are, what they're doing, where they're going, who they're with. We have St. Patrick's Day tomorrow in the city, as we will have all over Ireland and all over the world, and we're not far away from the Easter holidays. So I'd appeal to parents to ensure that they know where their kids are, ensure that they're involved in positive activities and not in antisocial behaviour.
Is it your belief that what happened in Gallia over the weekend was a one-off, or is it indicative of the sort of incidents that are being seen across the city, particularly in the Gallia and wider area?
Yeah, well, what we hear from residents is that actually we had some antisocial behaviour on the Friday night as well. We have had some antisocial behaviour in that area before, but to be quite honest, things have been reasonably quiet since August last year, when we had a spate of antisocial behaviour in the Shantallo area. My teams, along with the community wardens, have been working really hard to, you know, both prevent and divert young people away from negative behaviour. I will say that many young people are engaged in meeting up with their friends, and we have absolutely no difficulty with that. We would encourage young people to meet up and be social. Where it falls into criminality, then clearly that's a different order of things, and we will deal with that robustly, as we did on Saturday night.